This is KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. The opinions and views expressed in this program do not reflect those of KUCI, its management, or the UC Board of Regents. Welcome to In the Garden Show, produced by the University of California Cooperative Extension, Master Gardeners in Orange County. I am Ann Liu, your DJ for the half hour. This show is South County Master Gardener Classes with Going Native Program 2016-17. My guest is Lori Minoski, full-time mom and UC Master Gardener lead, who is putting South Orange County on our map of services. Welcome to our show, Lori.
Thanks for having me, Anne. Delighted to be here to talk about the things we've got going on.
I'm really excited to have you share what the event schedule is for 2016-17. We'll be talking about what each of these classes will offer, and maybe we can excite the listeners out there to plan on coming down to South County to take these classes on Saturday mornings.
That'll be great. We would love to have as many listeners as you've got available.
All right, let's begin with the first one, September 17th.
Yes, September 17th, we will kick off with our smart gardening practices. What we do is have an initial class that introduces the basics of soil, water, how you can take care of your garden, especially in the drought challenge times we're having now. So we like to kick off each series with the smart gardening, which will focus on the other things that we're going to be presenting during that time.
Soil is the basic. Right?
Soil is the basic, and you start with good soil, and all good things will come from good soil.
And it's key to actually spend time preparing the soil way before you go out to buy the plants and dig holes.
Absolutely. One of the key things about gardening in the fall is doing your homework during the summer when you can't garden, when it's too hot to be out and stressing your plants out. So we like to talk to people about being prepared. Don't run and buy the plants and come back and prepare your yard. Do your homework first and know what you're going to do.
The particles in the soil need to be able to breathe, need to be enlarged with some moisture. You can't just water that one time and expect that that's going to be enough to nourish that new plant in its new environment.
You know, one of the things that we have noticed at our venues, because we have native plants, is a lot of people believe that native plants, you just drop them in the ground and they're never going to need water again until it comes out of the sky. And that can't be further from the truth. All plants need some water to get themselves established and get their root system going.
Especially the first 2 years.
Oh, yes, that is crucial. So that's one of the things that we talk about in our smart gardening series.
Now,
classes.
How long are your classes?
You know, the classes are about 45 minutes to an hour, leaving time for questions after the class is done. Then, because we are at such a beautiful site at Riata Park, we do an interpretive walk where we talk about the native plants, we talk about landscaping with natives in the home environment. So it's really just a short 2 hours in the morning or less if you want it to be. Come get information, get ideas, and interact with people who are excited about some of the same things you are.
I'm really excited to see that more and more people are interested in giving up their turf, their lawns, and instead are interested in growing native plants, including plants that come from Baja, right?
Correct. Yes, we have some beautiful plants at Riata Park that come from the Baja area. And one of the events that we have coming up this fall will be Mike Evans, who owns Tree of Life Nursery, will be coming to do a presentation and talk about the plants and talk about the different environments that each one of the plants come from.
I really enjoyed interviewing Mike Evans. In fact, one of our podcasts that we have stored in the vault is an interview with Mike Evans, and it's called Native Plants. And so listeners can access more of our In the Garden shows through our former podcasts. If you go on In the Garden on our KUCI.org station website, you will see that you can get access to past shows. I'm excited to see that you have some great speakers, not only Mike, but for the Smart Gardening, you might have Jody Cook.
Jody Cook has done some presentations for us, and she is a delight. She is a garden designer, so she touches it and feels it every single day, and she has taken her properties and converted them into native gardens. So she really understands. In South Orange County, we have a unique, with the marine layer, with the cooler days, we have a lot of unique situations, and she has such a great handle on it. We love having Jody come and present.
I love listening to her speak. Also, let's see, October 1st, you have a class called Compost.
Absolutely. We did this class last fall, and it was a big hit. You know, composting is one of those things that people want to get excited about, want to try, but you know, until you get the basics and until you understand exactly your ratios and things like that, people are really afraid. I know I've tried composting and not been very successful, so I will be taking more notes at that class.
And the key is the size.
Yes, that was one of the mistakes that I encountered, was not having a big enough area for it.
You need 3 by 3 by 3 cubic feet minimum in order to have a successful compost.
Absolutely. You need that combination of air, moisture, heat to get that, to get everything working together. But boy, you have to admit, when you get it going, those results are amazing.
And balancing those browns and greens end up with some wonderful compost that you can amend your soil with.
Yep, no need to go to that garden center if you can make it yourself. And you're helping the environment.
And for that, it looks like you might have a speaker, Robert Lawson?
Robert Lawson came to our Eco Garden Expo that we had in April of 2016 and did a presentation and was well received. He just did a great job. He really embraces composting, so we're hoping to have him back for that presentation.
Well, just generally speaking, all your classes have been very well received.
They have been. You know, we have people, we're getting repeat people who are coming time after time, who get excited and they tell somebody and they tell somebody. So it's really fun to see the same people who ask questions, who are getting excited. Especially we have a lot of young people that are coming, which is so important.
That is. We want to cross generations.
We do. We do. So many times people think that, you know, oh, I have to be retired and I have to be, you know, home all the time to be able to work in a garden. I work full time. I have 6 grown kids and 2 grandchildren, and I love my garden. It's my therapy.
Yes, speaking of therapy, Going Native, the Going Native program that you work along with, is called Going Native Therapeutic Gardens.
It is. The founder, Marianne Taylor, who's one of our newest master gardeners, she was in the class of 2016. She started the nonprofit with the idea that getting into the garden is so beneficial, and getting people to understand the work that you do with your hands and you get out there, it's such a stress reliever and makes people, just gets those endorphins going, and you really enjoy what you're doing. And you know, now that we're doing classes that talk about, you know, edibles and tomatoes and things like that, you know, people have bounties that they can reap from their harvest. So it's really exciting.
So it's not just the food that you're eating from the edibles that you're planting, but it's also the serotonin, all the endorphins, all those healthy things that make working in the garden very, very healthy. Have you noticed the glow on gardeners?
I have. And it's, you know, it's great exercise too.
For real.
Right?
For real. Now, October 29th, we spoke of Mike Evans from Tree of Life presenting on California natives.
Yes.
I think we're really fortunate to have him speak. I learned so much from him. And he also, his Tree of Life presents a slew of classes every Saturday.
They do have quite a few classes. So we are fortunate that we're going to be able to get him on the 29th of 2016. Yeah, it's going to be great to have him there. And he is so passionate about Riata Park because he worked with the Open Space Foundation and designed it and installed the plants. And he believes in that space so much. When we had him out last fall, The first thing he did was walk around and pick up acorns off the ground from the oak trees because he wanted to take them back to the nursery and start getting them started to plant.
He really loves the land. He began Tree of Life and just enjoys being out there along the San Juan Creek, which is the second watershed in Orange County.
It is. We haven't had much water in it lately, but it is. And, you know, one of the features of Riata Park is when he installed it, he built some swales. And we love to talk to people about swales and how to build areas so that if you do get rain and we do capture water, that you have the ability to have it be useful in the ground.
And keep the water in your property. That would be ideal.
Oh,
be self-sustaining.
It is. It is.
So it's great that we have Mike Evans on October 29th. Plus, it's a great time to talk about California natives. October and November are great times to be planting natives.
It is. You don't want to plant your natives during the summer because it's way too hot. And usually by that time, we've started to hit our cool down. We've usually had our Indian summer, and that's a good time to start thinking about them. You want to start them in the fall in the cooler time so that they have a chance to develop a great root system going into the next year in the summer, and they can take advantage of what rainfall we get during the winter.
Exactly. And I'm sure if you attend this class on October 29th, you'll learn all about best practices for planting natives into the ground. Now, let's move on to November.
Well, November, we've got a class in cool season gardening. A lot of people are confused about what to plant for cool season, and especially here in South Orange County, where our season isn't necessarily cool yet. But you want to go ahead and get your vegetables started so that you've got a good harvest come the cooler January, February months. So we're going to be lining up a great speaker for that presentation.
Being prepared early is key to having a successful garden.
It most certainly is.
So this is a great class to have before that rush for Thanksgiving and the holiday season. Getting your seeds started, and all you have to do is do minimal care for those little seedlings as they get taller and stronger, right?
Absolutely. The most important thing that I think people will pick up from that class is making sure that you've prepped your soil correctly, got your raised beds taken care of, and things like that.
Soil. I remember I had a wonderful interview with one of our UCCE horticulturists, Jan Harton, and she spoke on soil analysis, amendments, and it was very, very informative, and there's another podcast our listeners out there can look up in our list of past shows. Now we're going to take a little bit of a leave from that November 12th class and pick it up again in January 14th.
Yep, we want to let everybody relax from the holidays, but January and February are great times to garden around us. So again, we're going to kick off with our Smart Gardening series. Come and figure out what you need to be doing, best practices for those cool, wet winter months that we hope to have. So we're hoping to have Jody back to do another presentation.
That's really valuable because winter care in the garden, you might think of pruning fruit trees and maybe cleaning up the hybrid roses. But there's more to do in the garden than just what might meet the eye. And so attending a smart gardening class, especially with Jody Cook, if she's the speaker, will offer lots of information.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we try, like I said, to make each smart gardening class a little bit different and tailored to the season that we're starting in.
That's good to know. That's kind of like our radio show, In the Garden. We have This Month in the Garden. Every month, the first Thursday of every month, we have something new about what to do in the garden for that month. And so with the same line of thinking, because UC Master Gardeners all think along the same line, we're all trying to inform the public of best practices that have been found by UC Cooperative Extension. We want to pass on the knowledge. That's our mission. And so Jody Cook, who is also a master gardener as well as the landscaper, will be doing this smart gardening class January 14th. Now you have January 28th. Oh, by the way, I'm reading off a schedule that you provided me. Where can someone see the schedule?
You know, we'll have the schedule posted on the UCCE Master Gardener website. It'll be on the Going Native Therapeutic Garden website. We'll just have it all over the place. We'll make sure that reminders are posted on our Facebook page. So we'll have that information out there as reminders.
Great. Let's go on with the classes. January 28th, Bare Root. Roses are bare root. Oh, fruit trees.
Yes, we're calling it bare root. Don't be afraid. I know when I got started gardening, I would look at those bare root plants and think, oh my gosh, that's got to be way more work than I can take care of. But you know what? With the basic care and simple steps and people who can guide you, there's nothing to be afraid of and so much to gain from it, whether it be fruit or roses or whatever your passion is.
So much easier because you're actually paying less for a bare root plant.
You are.
And it's much lighter to carry home.
Oh, absolutely.
And given time, in January, you'll have it in the ground and you can amend your soil and then you plant it. It'll give that new plant lots of time to reach out with new roots and possibly have berries in the spring. I planted some bare root blueberry shrubs last January, and I had some blueberries in the spring.
That's exciting.
It was. It was very exciting. Okay, let's go on to February.
Raised bed gardening. So many people ask questions, want ideas, and so we're going to put together a class that shows you not only how to build your raised bed, it doesn't have to be very hard, but how to plant in it, because some people are confused, should it sit on the soil, should it be raised up? So we're going to have a great presentation on raised bed gardening and give you ideas on, you can grow a lot of things in a raised bed.
Raised beds are the way to go, in my opinion, because you can have greater control over the soil, especially if you live in an area with a lot of clay.
Especially for us in South County, you know, there's a mission that's built out of adobe in San Juan because that's what our soil is.
It's just not ideal for those new
plants. It's not.
And so having a raised bed, even as high as maybe 18 inches.
Yep. Doesn't need to be deep. I have a raised bed and it's not very deep and my tomato plants are going crazy.
I'm going to push another one of our podcasts. We have Mark Fuhrle, one of our DJs, who hosted an interview with Hal on square foot gardening. And that's really great. We had two interviews with that. And so that can give information on how to build soil as well. So lots of different ideas of how to build the soil. There's not one right way to do things when it's gardening, right?
There is not. You know, you can, whatever your mind can imagine, if you get some good best practices, you can apply it to whatever you've got. You know, I have people who tell me, I can't do tomatoes. I can only grow in pots on my balcony. You know, they love stuff like that because the heat reflecting from the building gives them warmth and they'll do great in a pot. I've got tomatoes, I've got peppers in both my raised bed and pots.
That's great. Gardening allows you to be very, very creative with your own resources. So when you listen to us, I hope it's not intimidating, but I hope it invites you to want to try something new. It opens all kinds of creative juices and outlets in your busy life. All right, so we have done raised bed gardening, and now February 25th, you have a butterfly garden.
We do. We have some amazing master gardeners who are so knowledgeable on butterflies and all the things that go with them and how to bring them to your yard. And so we're going to tap into that and have them do a class that talks about the plants you need to plant, the things that you need to do, and how to make your garden more attractive to butterflies. You know, it's such a crucial thing that we bring the butterflies and the pollinators back to our gardens and our yards, because they've really taken a hit in the last few years, and we need to be good stewards for them.
Good stewards, and they are good stewards to us. When I sit in my garden with the butterflies around, I just feel so restored. You feel the beauty in nature and the art in this world.
You
do.
Natural
art, yes. March 11th, you have terrific tomato tips. Brian Hale.
Brian Hale, yes. This will be our third presentation with Brian Hale, and he does such a great job. Last year when he came and did our tomato tips, he brought tomato plants, and everybody got to take home tomato plants, and people were so delighted, and he is such a great speaker and keeps everybody entertained. So we are thrilled to pieces to have Brian there again.
We have several interviews with Brian on our radio station podcast list, and he just provides so much information. This would be great to see him face to face and to see his demonstration. Now, this keeps on going. There's no end to this.
Well, you know, we want to be prepared. We want people to know what they can come for and what we've got going on so that they can pencil us right in and know to come and see us.
This can be a regular Saturday outing.
Well, we try and give people a break, but we do try and have five in our series and vary the topics and give people good information that they can use, because the UCCE Master Gardener Program has got so much great information.
This, you've done a great job programming this. It goes on to, let's see, from March, there's a April, May respite, probably for that spring garden show and all the garden tours.
Well, we actually, in April, will have the Eco Garden Expo, which will be the fourth annual Eco Garden Expo. Mm. Last year, in April 2016, we had great presenters. We had composting. We had the food preservers. We had a butterfly presentation. And the event is held at Los Rios Park in downtown San Juan Capistrano and attended by so many people.
That sounds like so much fun, because Los Rios Park is right there in the neighborhood, the oldest neighborhood in California.
It is. It sits right next to the train tracks. There's lots of great places to eat, and it's just a fun place to come. You can go there any time of the year. There is a butterfly sanctuary there, so you can see plants that you can plant to attract butterflies. And we're looking to work with the city to give a monthly butterfly presentation in Los Rios Park. So I'll let you know when we've got that hammered out and people can attend.
I remember going to Los Rios Park, and I really enjoyed walking down there. The walkways are wide enough for wheelchairs and very welcoming for people maybe with walkers or groups.
It is. Uh-huh. And it's got a playground in it, so if you want to come and bring the kids or the grandkids out to play. And it's just got some really beautiful plants there.
And picnic benches.
Picnic benches, yep. And I think there's even a couple small barbecues too.
That's right. I remember seeing that. Rialto Park also has the picnic benches. I don't know about the barbecue.
There are barbecues. There's bathrooms. And we're looking to work with the city to bring a fall festival there in October, where we'll have garden demonstrations and all kinds of things. Some of the other local nonprofits will be participating, and it'll be a fun day that people can come out and see what Rialto Park has to offer. In June, we've got some pickling and canning and jams and preserves presentations.
That's the master
food preservers. We've got so many offset groups that it's exciting to be able to invite them. We're going to work on presenting building a school garden. June, school's getting out, but people need to be able to be prepared to kick off in the spring or in the fall their school garden program. So we're going to put a class out, invite teachers, get people interested, PTA presidents, and get them out and see what we've got going on.
That's a great time, because the UC Master Gardeners also works with the American Heart Association. Susan Shevlin is the lead for that.
Uh-huh.
They work with different school districts who are interested in having a school garden program.
Goan Native Therapeutic Gardens also works in conjunction with the Boys and Girls Clubs of Capistrano Valley, and they do healthy cooking classes. And the Boys and Girls Club have a new site that will have gardening areas. So we're looking forward to being able to introduce gardening to the youngsters.
That's exciting. It doesn't have to be restricted to just school programs. It can be Boys and Girls Clubs and other youth groups.
Absolutely. I know that the Master Gardeners are also working with the Girl Scouts and Boy Scouts to bring programs to them, too, out at our South Coast Research Station.
So let's say somebody out there is a scout leader and is interested in making contact with you or with Master Gardeners. They can just go on our website, right?
They can. That would be great. We would love to have anybody. In our Saturday classes, we actually have the National Charity League. We have volunteers who come and attend the presentations, talk with people, hand out information to them. So we've got young people involved in our classes too.
Contact us through uccemg.com. That's UC Master Gardeners. If you type that in, you would find uccemg.com. And since you'll be looking for Lori Manosky, that's part of the South County lead programs. Now, we have a few more. You talked about the jams and preserves on July 29th and garden planning. How important is that? August 12th.
Well, again, at a time of the year when you don't want to be working in your garden, you don't want to be planting new plants, but come and get some design tips and ideas so that when the weather cools down, you can launch right into what you've got to do.
Great. Now we're getting into the fall.
Right. And we're back. We're going to present another class on building and planting a raised bed so that it gives you a refresher and you're good to go. We're also going to be doing on October 7th, we'll be giving a class on herbs and how to use them and present them in your cooking. And then again, we're going to be looking to have a fall festival where you can come and bring the whole family and have events.
How fun is that?
And then we're going to wrap up the end of October in 2017 with a holiday food and gift class so that people can come and learn how to make things that they can give out to people during the holidays.
That sounds so well-rounded. You have classes to help prepare the soil, to grow from seeds, to build raised beds, to find out about plants that grow well natively in our soil. You just have this wonderful, well-rounded program for the whole year. Congratulations, Lori.
Well, thank you. We're working really hard to put the Master Gardeners on the map in South Orange County.
That is exciting. And maybe listeners who might live on the border between South County and Central County might want to know more about other UC Master Gardener venues where we provide classes.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have our Saturdays at South Coast Rec that come, and we will be at the fair that comes up in starting here in next week in July of 2016. And we're at Centennial Farms all year round. There are so many places to find a Master Gardener.
And we don't want to forget the Great Park. We have been offering classes there since forever.
Absolutely. There are so many fun things that you can find a Master Gardener event to attend.
You are listening to KUCI 88.9 FM in Irvine. This is In the Garden Show, and we have been blessed to have Lori Manosky come to speak to us about what's going on down in South County. The program is South County Master Gardener Classes with Goan Native Program, 2016-17. If you want to hear this podcast, you can go on our website, uccemg.com, and find the list of past shows and listen to this again if you wish, or any of the other great podcasts that we have accumulated over 2 years now.
Wow, that's great. You guys have been doing an awesome job.
Thank you, Lori, for coming in. And I have been really tickled to have you as my guest. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for having me, Anne.
This is Ann Liu on the In the Garden Show. Thank you for listening. Remember, gardeners live longer and happier lives.